No, not at all. He's one of the toughest guys on his team. You know, he plays quarterback. Sometimes he can't defend himself. But, you know, nah, no doubt in my mind at all.
I feel good. I feel great. We got the W. You know, able to celebrate with the teammates and my family. And just, you know, another day in the office, just, you know, recovering from the game and get ready for Buffalo.
That was DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson. Seems like Deshaun's going to play. He was limited yesterday, but he met the media, and that's the main part of what he said about his health. Quarterback rating while under pressure for Watson and Josh Allen. Deshaun under pressure, rating of 85.8, that is sixth in the NFL. Josh Allen, quarterback rating under pressure, 1.6. It is dead last in the NFL.
Not only is it dead last, it's dead last by 20 points behind Ryan Tannehill.
Oh my God, 1.6.
1.6.
Usually I don't like stat-heavy radio, but I feel like we need to fixate on this stat for a long, long time.
It is incredible.
1.6
under pressure. The Buffalo Bills have offensive line issues, just like the Texans. The problem is, in terms of the way he plays the game, Josh Allen is like a really athletic Tom Savage, where he's got a big arm and he can make all the right throws, but in terms of making the decision to throw and like knowing whom to throw it with, he is way behind right now. And it, like, as a lot of rookies are, but the only thing that scares you about him, the two things scary about him. On the off chance that you screw it up in coverage and you let somebody over the top of you,
yes.
If he gets rid of the ball, he throws a beautiful deep ball. I mean, it's a sight to behold. It's gorgeous. It's Jay Cutler-esque. But it might be 10 yards too long. It might be 10 yards too short. And it might be to the wrong person.
I feel like best case scenario for Josh Allen, he's a more mobile, I would say, cross between Brett Favre, but more so with Joe Flacco,
yeah.
Where he's just,
okay.
He's going to throw
mobile Joe Flacco.
That's a good
mobile
one.
Joe Flacco, who's going to make as many mistakes as Brett Favre
yeah.
did.
It's true. I felt weird even saying like Jay Cutler, because Cutler is accurate deep, where Josh Allen is not accurate deep. There's nothing. He's got an incredibly strong arm, and it's pretty to watch, but it's just not, it's not consistently.
How about this hybrid between Flacco and Cutler? Because Cutler's bad throws are really, really, really bad. And to compare him to Brett Favre is a little unfair because Brett Favre is a Hall of Fame quarterback,
right.
No matter how much
he
frustrated
me. Let's leave Favre out of this
yeah.
conversation here when we're talking about Josh Allen.
He is Joe Cutler.
This is going to feel a whole, like, in some respects, this is a lot like the matchup last week where you had a quarterback that's not doing much and a running game that you're going to be focused on. And that's why teams have been able to focus on the Bills' running game. I think that people are asking, like, is the running game letting Josh Allen down? No, I think that Josh Allen is letting the running game down. And your offensive line isn't that good. So they've got LeSean McCoy, Ivory. They've got a smattering of running backs there that you need to focus on because those guys can hurt you.
Nathan,
and they hurt the Titans down the stretch in the fourth quarter last week.
I think more so Nathan Peterman is letting the Bills down. They believed in Nathan Peterman. And Nathan Peterman has gone to the trash.
But then now they signed Derek Anderson to bring in veteran leadership, which I suppose, like, you had A.J. McCarron on the roster. You traded away A.J. McCarron. I guess A.J. McCarron doesn't have as much starting experience as Derek Anderson, right?
Bizarre. The way they've handled their quarterbacks this offseason and going back to last year, too,
going back
makes
about
no
5 years
sense.
Where they have this feeling of, like, well, I mean, yeah, you're good for now, and we'll kind of, like, okay, Tyra Taylor, we'll give you a fake big contract, but we really know it's a one-year deal. Then we trade you away, and then we're like, hey, AJ McCarron's still in the building. Hey, you're done, too.
Like Nathan Peterman, who threw 5 interceptions and a half.
It's weird with Josh Allen. Well, it's weird because I look at this guy as a prospect, and I'm like, he's like a baseball pitcher who's really young, who's like a wild colt.
Yeah.
He's got great stuff and great velocity, but he is all over the place to the mound. That's what I look at with Josh Allen. And if I'm drafting a guy like this, which I wouldn't do in the top 10, I would do everything possible to not have him play in the first year. I know we had a discussion about this with Brian Billick 2 days ago. I'm just of the opinion that certain kinds of quarterbacks are ones that you don't play early.
Right.
And Josh Allen is the perfect example of that.
Well, I think that goes into the argument of, okay, and then you shouldn't draft him in the first round. It's like your whole worldview is like, all right, if I'm going to take a guy in the top 15, then part of the reason is because I know he's ready to play and he's shown that, or he just has extreme physical skills. This feels like very much a guy that has arm strength and certain physical, like his stature and his athletic ability and everything are really, really rare, but he's never demonstrated an ability to actually quarterback. Like, he's a thrower versus a quarterback, including in college. So, I guess I'm with you. Ideally, you would sit him and see if he can kind of hone those skills and learn how to make his reads and all yes. that stuff. But just maybe that's the best suggestion, that it was a really dumb idea to take him as high as you did.
Here's my question. Why is it that so many – this is what I'm about to say is making me question my own view on this. Why do so many former NFL players like Josh Allen? Chris Carter liked Josh Allen. Boomer Esiason liked Josh Allen. And they were basically like, listen, you need a big-time arm to play in a place like Buffalo. They love the physical skills. Why do those guys like somebody like Josh Allen, where the analytics would say, hey, somebody who is this ineffective in college is not going to be good?
Okay.
I know it's only two examples.
For one,
but
I don't think Chris Carter has like sat down in a booth and evaluated all these guys over and over
again.
But I do think that, I think wide receivers especially, if you're going to look at, because if I remember, Boomer Esiason wasn't all that impressed with Andrew Luck's physical skills coming out of college either. Didn't think it was all that spectacular.
I think Phil Sims was.
Oh, that was Phil Sims?
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Same thing.
Same guy.
No, they all look alike.
Phil
they
Sims
do.
Is
those
the
two.
Worst.
Yeah, no, but they're like, but you still confuse them in their minds, in our minds. I think like because there's that tendency with quarterbacks still, like, and especially old school guys like those two guys, to look at the prototype. They're like old time baseball scouts. We're like, I need a guy with a strong jaw. It looks like Johnny America, and that and then throws a beautiful deep ball.
They're
living in the past, and like for time after time after time for decades, quarterbacks simply by being 6'5". Good-looking dudes that had strong arms would get drafted higher than
Rob
they should have been.
Rob Johnson.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, but he was devastatingly handsome. I'm going to tell you something about Rob Johnson. He actually didn't get drafted all that high, though.
I thought he was a third-round pick or something like that.
Right. He was a third-round pick. He was a good college quarterback. Like, he didn't start.
He got traded
for a bunch because he had one good game with the Jaguars.
Fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
Rob Johnson, I think, was a better quarterback than Josh Allen has been.
Rob just couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
This is Rob's problem. I'm going to tell you right now.
Rob did not eat enough.
Rob was like classic California surfer dude who was shredded and obsessed with his diet. But you'd come in and he would, this was back when low fat was the thing, you see. That's how old I am. He'd have like a bagel with no butter or anything on it for breakfast. Then you'd see him at lunch and he might be having like half a scoop of protein and some vegetables. And he was shredded, but he was just too skinny, man. And he got hurt all the time. I'm like, you can't have 3% body fat and go play in Buffalo.
Another good story
about Rob Johnson, because he was a California kid that went to Jacksonville. The first time it snowed after they had traded for him in Buffalo, he said he went out to his car and it was covered with ice. And he had no idea what to do. He's sitting there, and his neighbor came out, and he's like, "What do I do?" And the neighbor, he said, the neighbor looked at him like, "You moron! You take that ice scraper and like Rob didn't know how to use the ice scraper."
Yeah, ice scraper is highly annoying.